If we're down at 2-3%, I actually would argue that we don't really have a short-term rental problem here. And a lot of these people, if anything, they're actually kind of ambassadors for our community. They're investors in our community. We can talk about it a little bit later, but I think some of the shocking data that came out for me in my digging was that if you look at the Housing Action Plan, it showed that at that point in time, this is 2019 survey, it was estimated as much as 1,100 homes were vacant. So again, these are the areas that I think we have a lot of underutilized assets where I'd rather be focusing on rather than punishing the people that are actually investing in our community and making their properties nice.